Show Binge. It feels really good to make the right insurance decision, too. That's why State Farm agent Pete Euler is right here in Emporia to help you select the right protection at the right price. Pete will make sure you understand your State Farm coverages, so you'll know what to expect if the unexpected happens. With State Farm agent Pete Euler, it's easy to make the right choice. Just call him. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
KVOE News Time is 8:28. It's Newsmaker 2 time here today, and we're talking about Little Lions Child Care. It's a process that is just about, well, officially set to launch with the start of a preschool taking place early September, as announced earlier this week. And it's obviously a very exciting time for Little Lions administrators and Ignite Emporia, which has really been at the forefront of bringing Little Lions here to the community. And speaking of that, we're pleased to have with us Ignite Emporia Director Michelle Margeson joining us. How are you?
I'm well. How are you this morning?
Doing good. And we also have Little Lions Director Serena Jeffrey joining us. Serena, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good, but I don't think I'm as good as you ladies are, because the smiles really have not stopped, at least since I got in here a few minutes ago. Serena, how exciting is this time for you guys right now?
Oh my gosh, we're so excited. We officially get to open our doors September 3rd. We are beyond excited. We're so ready for the little kids to start joining us. It's been a long 4 months of a lot of hard work and a lot of adults, and we are ready for the kiddos.
Good deal. And speaking of this, before we start talking about, you know, some of the things about, you know, status reports, processes, and things like that, Michelle, there's been a lot of work behind the scenes. This goes back a few years, but there's been a lot of work to get to this point where you're able to finally open up the doors.
Yes, there's been a lot of work. A lot of work before I came to Ignite Emporia with Child Care Coalition and the work that they had done, just researching what we needed here in Emporia and what we found really needs to take place with child care across our state. But we have done so much in the last year. We were awarded our grants through the state of Kansas, and we have hit the ground running with those. We purchased Maynard, of course, in December, late December, and since then we have been able to do any of the small renovations and things that were necessary for us to open our doors here, and we have just worked, honestly, day in and day out. It seems like it's all been Little Lions here recently, just to get our doors open. So it's been wonderful, and we are very excited now to see kids. And we're also excited to start the next steps in the process so we can be 24/7 as soon as we can get there.
Yeah, and speaking of that, there is there are a few of the rooms open, but there is work ahead to basically finish out the renovation process, and then you go 24/7. I know we've been mentioning on KVU News that this is 24/7, not just yet.
Not just yet, correct. We are opening three classrooms. Serena will have a toddler room, an infant room, and a preschool age room. We have our kitchen open with a chef that will be preparing fresh foods for the kids every day there. But we are also going to start this fall our renovation process of the south end of that building. The starting process will be a firewall built in the hallway to completely separate where renovation will be going on from the kiddos. And we basically have to bring the entire building up to the same standards as a care facility or a nursing home to be able to have the building open 24/7. So we will complete that on the south end, hopefully in the next 12 months, and then we will take all of the kids we have and move them into the new section of the building and slowly open up 3 to 4 more classrooms while we're working on what the kids are in now. And then once we have that completely done and the building has sprinklers throughout the entire building, we can open 24/7. Our goal is to have that done in the next 24 months.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, having had a chance to take a look at the facility yesterday myself, what you've already gotten done, that's a pretty big accomplishment, honestly. And I know things have been on a fast track, Serena, here the last several months. So maybe you can talk about what is going to be, you know, really for the kiddos in these different rooms that are coming online first, what's going to be really available to them?
Yeah, so we're really going to have a lot that's going to be available. The kiddos will eat in their classrooms. Like Michelle said, our chef will do all of the cooking at Little Lions, and they will eat in their classroom. They will get to eat family style with each other at the table, and actually pass the food and scoop the food out themselves, which is so exciting. We will do arts and crafts in the classrooms. Our teachers have been working on lesson plans, so we actually will have specific lesson plans that we will follow. They will do circle time. They will get to learn, you know, colors, shapes, learn songs, all the fun things. We do have smart boards and TVs in each classroom that we will do a little bit of TV time, and that necessarily won't be like movies, but that will be like books or Go Noodles, you know, get some of those wiggles out. And then we have our beautiful playground outside, and we will be getting a new infant toddler playground really, really soon.
Yes, and in addition to the work that's going to be taking place on the south part of the building, right away, the kiddos are going to be a bit distracted because they're going to have that work happening right at, basically outside their doorway, right outside their window.
Yes, that is the plan. We actually have our open date as September 3rd, and coincidentally, they will be starting the work the same week that we get to open.
Yeah, and that really reflects, Michelle, not just the fact, you know, the timing and everything like that, but it really reflects the playground side of things is kind of indicative of the amount of support that you've been able to gather through a lot of hunting for grants, a lot of hunting for additional funding, and a lot of success in that realm.
We have. Our infant toddler playground is funded by the Tressler Foundation. They gave us a grant last year for a part of that, and then in the next round of grant, they gave us the rest of the money we needed to complete that. And then we were awarded a grant through the KFC Wishes Foundation to provide the shade structure for that facility or that playground. Mm-hmm. So the playground will start that first week in September, and it shouldn't take more than a week to 2 weeks, depending on rain, to have it completed. Yeah. So not long after the kids are in the building, they will be available to play on a brand new playground.
Michelle Margeson, Serena Jeffrey joining us with the start of Little Lions opening its doors to the community September 3rd, and then the open house is coming up here this upcoming Tuesday. Serena's already mentioned about a chef, but maybe this will give you a chance to talk more about your staff in general terms. Who's already on board and kind of the experience levels that they bring here to the new facility?
Yeah, absolutely. So we were able to pick extremely great teachers for our classrooms. We have three classrooms, and we have three lead teachers. And then in each classroom, we also have two assistant teachers. And then as of this moment, I have three part-time staff hired. We are still looking for a couple more. We have one teacher that has a CDA certificate, which is her child development certificate. And then our other two lead teachers, they had their own in-home daycare for many, many years. And then a lot of our assistant teachers have worked in other facilities around the community and just around. So we have a lot of really great knowledge, and I really think we're going to be great. It's going to be so wonderful.
And you have, the way it sounds, the amount of spots that you had maybe by last week and this week kind of coming off the table pretty quick.
Yes. So officially we had our license. We will be allowed to have 48 kiddos. We don't want to max out immediately just because we need to have room for growth for the kiddos that are in the classrooms. As they grow, they need to be able to move up within the classrooms.
Sure.
So as of this moment, we have about 12 kiddos that are enrolled in Little Lions. So we do have some more spots available.
Okay. Before we talk about the contact information for folks that would like to have their kids at Little Lions, Michelle, I wanted to ask you, because this is something that Ignite Emporia, as you mentioned, kind of had, and the Emporia Area Chamber of Commerce had been working towards for a little bit before you came on board as Ignite Director. But there's a huge focus here the last several years on child care statewide, as you'd referenced. Really, how does a facility like this that is going to be 24/7 within the next couple of years or so, and already has a lot of interest in it right now, how does this wind up benefiting A, the workers, and B, the employers here locally?
Well, I think the benefit for workers and employers is basically the same. Employees will have the benefit of having a place that is new and modern, yet home-like and comfortable to leave their children, so that they feel proud of where they've left their children, and they've left their children in a safe place for those second and third shifts workers so that they can go to work. And while they're at work, they're comfortable and they feel secure with where their kids are, so they're better employees, so that the employers then in turn have a workforce that they can depend upon and that show up and are ready to work without the distractions of who's taking care of my child. So I think that that will benefit us locally. Across the state, I hope that this child care facility, once we're open, that we can share our knowledge, the good and the bad and the ugly and what's been wonderful with other people across the state so that we can help others do the same thing. We don't want to just be an island here in Emporia where we've got this great 24/7 facility. We want to share with the rest of the state to show them what can be done so that we can all benefit.
And the other thing that's been kind of discussed over the last several months is kind of sharing that and developing funding for other local daycares here locally. That's been a talking point for a while now.
It has been. We have the Little Lions Endowed Fund at the Emporia Community Foundation. Our goal is to grow that to $5 million first. We know that that's a big job, and it's not going to happen this year. But we are offering naming rights to the rooms in our facility for $250,000. And we all of that money will go into the endowed fund. Our goal is, once we reach $5 million, is the money we can draw off of that endowed fund would then support that gap that falls between what child care costs and what families can afford to pay, and so that our child care workers can have a real living wage, they can have health care benefits, a 401k, and things that the rest of us take for granted in our jobs.
Yeah, that's a good point, because I remember when my wife Jenny had her child care open for a couple of years, that medical side of things, that health insurance, retirement plans, that was not part of the picture. That was 15 years ago, and it sounds like that has not changed.
Yeah, I don't believe it has changed, and I think that that is something we talk about in the child care industry, the turnover rate for employees and how hard it is to keep employees. And that's hard on employees. It's hard on us as the employer, but it's also hard on the kids that are in our care to have their caregiver change often. There's a lot of research out there about how it affects their ability to learn. So our goal is to provide a place where poor child care workers feel valued, as they should, because they're taking care of our most precious resource, our children. So we want them to feel valued, and we want to be able to provide that. So that endowed fund is our way of looking towards the future and trying to take care of that for Little Lions. But our real end goal is to continue to grow that fund so that we can provide those kind of benefits or help other child care facilities financially provide those benefits to their employees as well throughout Lyon County.
Okay, ladies, I'm going to ask you this really quickly before we get to contact information. And given the fact we've got the open house Tuesday, we've got the start of Little Lion's official opening on the 3rd, what has you most excited about where things stand now getting into September 3rd and opening up the doors to families for the first time? Serena, I'll start with you.
For me, I would just like to say that the phone has seriously started ringing off of the hook. There was a few months where the phone didn't ring at all because nobody really knew about us yet, and we hadn't really started talking about enrollment and stuff like that. So I'm excited to continue enrolling families. I think I enrolled just 5 or 6 just yesterday. So enrollment all this week for me.
Good deal. And Michelle, how about you? What has you most excited about where things currently stand?
I'm excited that we are one step closer in our process of being 24/7. We've got the building open. We're going to have kids in the building, which is exciting. But I'm also very excited to start the next steps and to see construction happening and to move forward towards completion of the 24/7 part.
Okay. Serena, how can parents get their kids enrolled and have their questions answered between now and the 3rd?
We have a couple ways. Our phone number is 620-208-5966, or send me an email at info.littlelions, lion with a Y, L-Y-O-N-S, at gmail.com.
Sounds good. Well, ladies, best of luck as you get this started and continue to work not only for the specific facility, but really for child care providers across Lyon County. Thanks again for your time. Thanks again for your work.
Thank you.
Serena Jeffrey, Michelle Margeson, our Newsmaker 2 guests here today. It's 8:43 on KVUE and KVUE.com.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler, 920 Commercial. Pete Euler providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 42 years. Call Pete at 342-6272 for a quote today. State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler. It is 8:43, 67 degrees. Now the headlines from ABC.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Obamas, both Barack and Michelle, on stage at the Democratic National Convention last night.
America, hope is making a comeback.